And welcome to another installment of Mercenary Musings Radio, an exclusive audio service presenting views and insight from the mercenary geologist himself, Mickey Fulp. Mickey, are you still basking in the glow of that World Series win for your beloved St. Louis Cardinals?
Absolutely. I'm in 11th heaven, Rob.
It's going to take a while before this one wears off. It was a great series, wasn't it?
It really was a great baseball series, starting with the last day of the season all the way through the playoffs and World Series. Any baseball fan would have enjoyed that.
Yeah, it was indeed a very memorable World Series championships. For this edition of the program, Mickey, we've decided to focus on platinum and palladium. And for listeners of the program, you may remember that 15 months ago, we did a couple of shows on platinum and palladium. Situation has changed a bit since then because right now, I think for platinum anyways, Mickey, we are witnessing something that I understand we've only seen for the second time in 20 years, and that is the price of platinum is actually below the price of gold. It's a very unique situation.
Well, it is. It doesn't happen very often. It happened in 2008, basically because of economic uncertainty. Also in 1996, can't really remember back that far for the reason that that happened. And I also think it happened in 1993. But for the platinum to gold ratio to be only about 0.92 right now is quite odd. The other thing that's odd right now is the platinum to palladium ratio at 2.5 to 1. And we would think that normal in that scenario would be 3 to 4, probably skewed toward the high end there of 4. For instance, when we talked 15 months ago, the ratio was about 3. So it tells me that platinum is oversold or that gold and palladium are perhaps overbought right now.
Okay, well, we have platinum and palladium, very industrial metals, I guess used most commonly in catalytic converters on cars, other industrial uses, so very closely tied to the health of the economy, at least the health of the auto sector. There's an investment side to this, though, too, that we have to get into the picture because ETF demand's certainly a major part of the story in the price movement of both platinum and palladium over the past year or so. Am I correct?
Well, that's true, but I think it's really pronounced in the palladium market. Platinum ETF demand has been flat over the last year, and that may be just because palladium is kind of catching up as the metal of choice right now, but palladium ETF demand was up something like 75% last year. So the demand for both of these metals has increased significantly, mainly driven by the auto industry, and for platinum, mainly the demand for light diesel vehicles in Europe, because platinum is used more in diesel for auto catalysts than it is in gasoline-burning engines. And the platinum demand something up 43% in catalysts. Now, this has somewhat been balanced by lessening jewelry demand, and I think we could probably attribute that to the high prices.
Right, and speaking of jewelry demand, is there some leveling off right now of that because of the high prices, as far as
we
can tell?
Well, it's down for 2010, and I don't have numbers for 2011. My numbers generally come from Johnson Matthey, the smelter refiner of precious metals, and they publish a yearly platinum, palladium, or let's say platinum group metals review, and that comes out in May, and so that's the latest data that I have seen at this time.
Okay, what about platinum as a pure investment play in terms of owning the metal, the physical metal, a bar of platinum? What can you tell us there? I think recently you've made some purchases along those lines, haven't you?
Well, I have, but I can tell you, yes, there are platinum coins and there are platinum bars, and you can buy them the same as you can buy gold, and the same applies to palladium. You can buy palladium coins and palladium bars, but the demand for these physical metals has been exceeded supply, so they're quite scarce right now. So what I did, I am fortunate to know some chemists in the assay business, and I was able to buy platinum assay crucibles for them, and as luck have it, I kind of hit the low of the market, and I actually got these things for $1,500 an ounce. And mm-hmm. that's pretty good right now, because right now platinum's trading somewhere around $1,650 an ounce, and palladium today, I think, as we speak, is about $660. Mm. But the metals have reached significant highs over the last year. Platinum actually breached the 1900 level at one point, and palladium was as high as 850. The lows have been for platinum about 1440, and for palladium 550. So they have made some recovery, though, and those lows came in not more well, basically when the second euro crisis really hit the markets in late September and early October.
So how should an investor play this one right now, Mickey? Because I know that you are you like gold. You believe gold is heading higher. You know, I've seen some commentary suggesting that perhaps investors should go long platinum right now and short gold. Does that sound like a strategy that might be worth looking at least over the shorter term?
Well, I certainly think going long platinum is a very good strategy at this point. I think the upside for platinum is very good. There is certainly a case for the upside of palladium being mm-hmm. very good, too, because Russian inventories are depleting, and there's some talk and whispering going around that the Russians may deplete all their stockpiles in 2012, and they supply a significant amount of palladium to the world markets.
Mm-hmm.
I would personally not be going short gold. We've talked about this before. Mm-hmm. I'm a long guy. I have never shorted anything in my life, unless you consider selling something going short. But to me right now, I don't really know which way the gold market is going to go, but I can tell you that I think that platinum is undervalued with respect to gold, and that's why I chose to buy platinum about a month ago versus buying some more gold bullion.
Yeah, getting back to the supply and demand situation for platinum and palladium, I've seen some reports, Mickey, that talk about a 6% annual rise in demand from here, mm-hmm. from right through to 2020, and possibly in between there, between now and then, a shortfall by 2015. Are we getting a lot of new supplies coming on stream at all? Is there a lot of new, very many mines in the world that are getting close to being turned into, nice exploration properties and putting them into production? Or are we getting to a point where that we could end up in being in a bit of a crunch?
Well, I think the latter is the case. We're not finding very many platinum deposits. And the reason is they're rare. They don't occur in very many places in the world. They occur in unique geological environments. The platinum market is supplied mainly by South Africa mm-hmm. and Russia, with some significant contributions from Canada mm-hmm. And Zimbabwe. But South African mine output's been way down over the last couple of years. And there's some fundamental infrastructure and geopolitical problems in South Africa. Energy.
Yeah, they've had electricity problems there. They can't keep the lights on 24 hours a day is the bottom line, isn't it?
Well, that's exactly right. And analyses I've seen have predicted that that's going to occur for four more years. Plus, there's extreme labor problems. There's the black empowerment movement. There's safety issues. And there's been a strong rand over the last couple of years, so that's affected profitability. So we don't see a lot of new supply coming on. We see increasing demand. So I'm bullish on both these metals mm-hmm. From the near to the long term.
Okay, well, let's wrap it up on that note. Mickey, next time out, what do you want to focus on?
Well, we're going to get away from the metals, and we're going to explore a commodity that I have recently became involved with, and that's the graphite market. Mm. And so it's kind of been the flavor of the last year or so, and it's time to delve into the supply-demand fundamentals of graphite.
Okay, great stuff. We'll focus on graphite a couple of weeks from now. Thanks very much for this, Mickey, and we'll get back to you in 2 weeks.
Look forward to it as always, Rob.
Okay, thanks very much, Mickey. That is Mickey Fult, the mercenary geologist. You can find him on the web at mercenarygeologist.com. I'm Robert Graham at Mercenary Musings Radio. Thanks for listening.